This is the Mizzou Sports Podcast, presented by the Columbia Daily Tribune.
Today's a big day for our show. Welcome to the Mizzou Sports Podcast. We've been hyping this up for about a week. We have a bet that has to be settled today.
Yeah.
And it is Cameron Teague eating hot wings. We have the hot wings over here. This whole room
smells
like
I just want to throw
hot wings
up.
Right now.
Yeah.
How are you feeling before we get too much into Mizzou sports? How are you feeling at the moment?
Pretty nervous. My stomach has been in knots all day. So all I can think about is these hot wings. And for people who think I'm a baby with this stuff, I am.
You are.
100%. Acknowledge it. I don't like hot food. I am not a fan. When I go to wing places, I get mild or barbecue sauce. I just don't like hot food. So this is going to be pretty interesting. I have been dreading this since the day this wager, since the day we were talking and you go, we should do this on a podcast. I've been dreading this because I knew I was going to lose. If you remember, I told you, I go, no matter what the bet is, I'm going to lose.
You know, I remember you being pretty confident at the end of the Kansas Duke game.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You were pretty confident that you weren't going to be the guy. Unfortunately,
I got cheated,
you were.
And all Mizzou fans will understand this. The refs helped Kansas. Plain and simple. That was a terrible charge call on Wendell Carter, and I lost because of it.
I say no comment.
Yeah.
I say the results speak for themselves. I say the results speak for themselves.
Yeah.
So we will get to that shortly.
Yeah.
Cameron will be eating wings live shortly. We also have our photographer. You'll probably see him wandering around in the background. Hunter, who will be documenting this for posterity in high-definition video.
You guys are enjoying this way too much.
That's a point, man. That is the point. Yeah. But we are going to talk a little bit about Mizzou sports because
we'll dive into it really quick.
So let's talk about the main news item of the day of the week, which is Michael Porter Jr. quickly going to the NBA draft announced on Instagram just a couple days ago. Despite all that has happened with him this year, still considered a top 10 pick by pretty much every mock draft worth its salt.
Right.
Number three, according to NBA Draft Net. Number six, according to CBS Sports, and number seven, according to Draft Express. Not a surprise.
Right, yeah. And those mock drafts change just based on team standings and where people are projected to be draft pick-wise. But yeah, no, it's not really a surprise. He's an incredible talent of the guy who can really do so much and do a little bit of everything on the floor. It's just getting his explosiveness back, because obviously that's what really hampered him when he was playing, when he came back this year. So I guess that'd be the big thing. And I think he has a chance to really rise his stock once you get into team workouts. And I don't know if he's going to the combine or not, but once you kind of get behind closed doors and teams see what you have, teams will know what Michael Porter Jr. is capable of.
What I feel like was he might have been healthy to the point where he was no longer risking injury at the end of the season, but he was not at his 100% level of play at the end of the year.
Right.
And so I think NBA teams are willing to acknowledge that. Even though his draft stock has slipped a little bit, it's still high enough to where they understand that his best ball is still ahead of him.
Right, exactly.
And if he has that time to kind of develop in their system a little bit, maybe just needs an offseason to heal and work it out, he'll be back to that 100% level.
And in a good system, he could really end up being a Jason Tatum type player who can contribute right away for a team that can be a contender. You're looking at a few teams who could really just use that type of player who can kind of stretch the floor right away. Once he kind of gets his legs under him, gets adjusted to the NBA, I think you'll see Michael be able to do a lot more.
What will Michael Porter's legacy at Missouri be? What will his greatest contribution be to this program?
I think just giving it life again. I mean, people could talk about the two losses or what has he given this program, but before he came back, there was just no buzz around this team. I mean, you get Konzo, and then you get Michael, and this just everything explodes. Then you get Jonte and Jeremiah, and you get the recruiting class, Cassius, sold out arena. And now you have recruits who are like, I see this, and this is what Mizzou can be year in, year out, even without Michael Porter Jr. So I just think it's the buzz again. It's the talk around the state. It's the fact that Council's already a good coach. Now it helps him. He's already a good recruiter, but now it helps him recruit a little bit more. I think that's the biggest thing right now. I don't think he's going to be known for his play on the floor because he didn't really do much.
Right.
But just getting this program going again, and that's the main thing this program needed, is just the buzz. Because if you can recruit in Mizzou, in the state of Missouri, you're solid.
I feel like time may tell. The future, you know, we'll have this answer. I feel like there's a pretty good bet it'll be Jeremiah Tillman.
Yeah.
Will be the biggest contribution for Michael Porter. Yeah. If he sticks around a couple of years, he could be the anchor that Mizzou kind of builds around I don't know about next season, but if he sticks around 2 years for his junior year, I think he's that level of talent.
I agree.
And of course, all the things you said are very significant too. Getting butts in seats was a huge part of what he was able to do, and kind of sets up Mizzou and other places besides just basketball. Having revenue on that front for the first time in 3 years is a big deal for the rest of the program. I've heard you talk about him as a guy who could be kind of like Rudy Gay in the league.
Yeah.
Michael Porter, just kind of that level of play.
Yeah, I think if he goes to the right program, and I think of this. Me being a Cavs fan, I think of the Cavs, just in the first sense. You put Michael Porter on the Cavs, you're not asking him to be a superstar. You're not asking him to be your go-to guy right away. Even if LeBron's not there, you still have Kevin Love. You're not asking him to say, go get me 30 points a game. You're asking him to come in and knock down shots, make plays when called upon. It's allowing him to be a Jason Tatum-type player where he can kind of continue his growth in the NBA, start, but not have all the pressure of being the franchise player on his back right away. And I think if that's the case, like, I think he can really grow into a really very, very, very good player for Missouri. I mean, not for Missouri, but for any team that picks him up.
Right. The Tigers have three signees already for the class of 2018.
Yeah.
Where are they in their search for the next point guard?
So they had three signees, one verbal commit in Xavier Pinson from Chicago. And so with Michael gone, which you imagine, he didn't say he was going to hire an agent, but you imagine he hires an agent and he's gone. So that leaves you two scholarships. You have Courtney Ramey from St. Louis, top 40 point guard, and then Missouri just offered Mark Smith, who was an Illinois transfer. He was originally a Mizzou baseball commit. He was a top 60 player in the country in the 2017 class. So you have two offers and two very good point guards right there. Now you don't know if Mizzou, I can't imagine Mizzou wants both of them. I mean, as you
take both.
Yeah, but I think it's a one or the other situation. So I think Missouri's hope is that you get one of those guys, and then you can kind of find some room maybe you want to help out in the post because you just lost a 6'10 forward. So maybe you maybe want to help in size or just somewhere else to use that other scholarship. And then whether Jonte stays or not, that will end up being another scholarship if he leaves. That'll open up, but that's still to be seen.
Yeah. Good year for Mizzou basketball on both sides.
Yeah.
Mizzou women's basketball just got a recruit from an eighth grader.
Yeah, yeah.
No, class of 2022. I did a double take.
Yeah.
2022. Yeah. I was like, what year is it right now? It's still 2018, right?
Yeah.
I was so used to seeing class of 2018, class of 2019. Yeah. 2022 is just kind of shocking. I have to double check her name. I remember reading about it yesterday. She's from Florida, close to Florida Gulf Coast.
Okay.
I want to say Tampa area, Fort Myers. So top 40 recruit, I guess, in the class of 2022. Yeah. Whoever's looking at that has made that evaluation. So
Sophie Cunningham,
something
right
to watch out for Mizzou women's basketball.
Yeah.
Baseball has also been a boon for Missouri in the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Just got a series win over Mississippi State. I was there Friday. You were there Saturday. You got to see
the marathon
15-inning game. You almost got two games on Saturday night.
Very lucky.
They lost that game, but Missouri is still 19-6. Kind of starting to enter the conversation for being ranked.
Yeah.
They're ranked number 22 by the Collegiate Baseball Newspaper Top 30. There's a bunch of college baseball polls out there, and Mizzou is not ranked in most of them, but they're kind of right there on the fringe, 3-3 in the SEC. So a lot of good things happening for Mizzou baseball. We're getting some comments on Facebook Live. Gabe D'Arman from Power Mizzou says he is just here to see Cam cry. Guess what? You and a lot of other people, Gabe.
I appreciate it.
But TJ Sikkema was the star on Friday night.
Yeah.
Pitched seven innings in his first start of the season. You'll probably recognize that name from last year. Just with all the things that he was able to do out of the bullpen, was a stellar pitcher out of the bullpen last year, and he is transitioning into a starter role for Missouri. Yeah. And so we have a quick quote from Steve Beazer on TJ Sikkema and what he was able to do in Friday night start as Missouri beat Mississippi State.
Facebook Live people, you probably won't hear this.
Yeah, we'll fill you in afterward.
Yeah, it was to me. It was the perfect timing for it to get TJ in there. You know, TJ he's just been up and down and not really had any consistency at all. And and just wanted to kind of, you know, get him in a groove with his pitches. And, you know, I thought he even started just a little flat. It looked a lot, you know, some of the stuff that I saw out of the bullpen, and all of a sudden you see the third and the fourth. Once he starts adding some pitches to his total, you see his breaking ball sharpen up. You see a lot of, you know, he punched out the side there in the, I don't remember what inning it was, but fifth maybe, and that's when you've seen the old TJ. He was kind of rolling from there. But
so that's Steve Beazer just talking about TJ Sikkema kind of recovering to get into that starting role, and he kind of struggled through the first few innings on Friday, but picked it up at the end and pitched really well in that victory. In that 15-inning marathon,
everybody pitched.
What was your impression from that game?
It was rainy, it was cold, it was very windy. There weren't many people there just because of the weather, and there really nobody could really hit the ball anywhere. You hit it, and the wind just knocked it down wherever it went. But Connor Bumfield made an absolutely incredible play in left field to rob Luke Alexander of a home run. It was the same area he had home run on Friday. Mississippi State players. He absolutely robbed it. And it's really is what kept Missouri in that game, because if he hadn't brought that back, Missouri wasn't hitting enough to win that game.
And Missouri's a team built around hitting singles, playing good defense. Exactly. They kind of changed their game a little bit to do that. They're really kind of more of a small ball team now than they've been in the past.
I'm good.
You're looking like you're smiling at it.
I'm good.
Off your chest.
I'm good.
They're a pitching and defense-oriented team, trying to get on base and be aggressive on the base paths. So this week they will play Western Illinois in the midweek game, and then they will go to Auburn after that to play the Tigers, who are ranked in the top 25 in most of the major polls.
Yeah.
19-6 is a great start for Mizzou. Steve Beazer, he's 3 wins shy of the winningest first two seasons by any coach in Mizzou baseball history. So already he's got a historic start, and in a few games it could be really historic, record worthy.
Somebody asked a question. I want to answer this real quick. Okay, we'll skip that one first.
Paul, that name's familiar. That's my pops checking in. And so Paul,
hey Mr. Jones,
Paul Wade says, what is the impact of Tremaine Isabel declaring for the NBA on Jonte Porter's decision on whether or not to go? Tremaine Isabel, of course, former Mizzou player that is testing the waters. I don't know. I don't know what their relationship is. I don't know that they're particularly close.
That affects Jonte much at all. I think Jonte. And that everything that his decision is totally based on what their family talks about and what he hears from first round in terms of being a first round pick. So I don't think that has much effect on him. I think if anything, his decision is going to come down to what him and his family talk about this week when they're in Florida for spring break or something like that.
Also coming up for Mizzou baseball, playing Missouri State at Busch Stadium. So that'll be a big deal. And for Missouri fans, Missouri State fans, that's a rivalry. I would say probably the preeminent rivalry for Missouri baseball is kind of trying to wrestle away that title of, you know, best program in the state from Missouri State. So that'll be the first of a three-game series that's kind of played out over the course of the season next week at Busch Stadium. Okay. Now, John M. Jones says, if you're like me, you're going to need a beach towel for the tears. Is it time? I think it's time.
It's up to you. I'm ready to get this over with.
You want to fetch the wings and I'll Hunter, talk about them a little bit?
I just want to get my milk. That's all I want.
Okay. So,
what are we starting with?
Why don't you bring all three of them? Over here? So, we have 3 wings. We made some pit stops this morning. We went to Campus SEC Bar. We went to Shiloh. We outsourced suggestions from our friends on Twitter.
Smells, man. Oh my goodness. Don't put that by me.
Cam, we're gonna have to watch the cursing a little bit. We've been talking about that.
That's did I swear?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I just am reminding you.
Oh,
it smells like buffalo sauce. At Campus Bar we got the unbearable wings, which we were told by a couple people are the hottest wings in town.
The manager literally came outside and looked at me and goes, I'll be surprised if you get through two. And I have to eat too, so.
So the unbearable wings are kind of a nuclear orange color. Look like regular buffalo wings. The apparent sauce on here is Frank's hot sauce with a little bit of their extra special sauce, which the only ingredient that he was willing to tell us about was capsaicin, which is pure spice. So that goes in with the regular Frank's buffalo sauce. And again, the manager told Cam, I'll be impressed if you get through two. So then we made a stop at Shiloh. We got a order of Rodzilla wings, which are traditional buffalo wings put back in the oven and cooked buffalo sauce and hot pepper. Very good. We had a couple of those.
Really good. Yeah, not too hot. Very good.
So yeah, not too hot. So then we decided, since this is a punishment, that Cam is going to have to, we're going to have to kick it up a notch. So we asked for an extra order of hot Rodzilla wings, and those are the regular wings with sriracha, hot pepper flake, or red pepper flakes, and Cajun seasoning, and extra black pepper in addition to the traditional sauce. The manager then...
Oh, we can't do anything about it.
Yeah, we're going to have to work through some audio issues, but the manager at Shiloh said that the Rodzilla sauce, these will light you up. So we made an effort to we made an effort to make these as hot as possible.
Yeah.
What do you want to start with first? You have to eat two of each of these.
I don't want to do any of them.
What is the hottest thing you've ever had? Like, consider hot?
Hot food.
I had
Prince's chicken the other week when we were in Nashville. And it had the medium, and that was kind of hot. Like, my lips are kind of numb.
Uh-huh.
But I don't eat hot food ever. Ever. I just don't eat it because I don't like that feeling. So
this is going to be fun.
This is not going to be fun.
This is going to be fun.
I need napkins.
So are you going to go for the Rodzilla wings first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to just do one of each. Like, one. No, never mind. Yeah, one. That's how I might do.
Okay. Man, this is great because right after the Kansas Duke game, this is kind of what the bet was: who could get out of the Sweet 16, who could pick more teams to go to the Final Four.
Oh my God, that smells!
They look fantastic. Cam picked you picked Texas A&M, Nevada, Villanova, and Duke, and I had Michigan, Kentucky. Yeah. Purdue and Kansas. So it came down to the final game, Kansas and Duke, and that game obviously went to overtime, and at the end of overtime, when the result was no longer in doubt, you looked like you were gonna vomit on the chair.
I feel like
you were cringing. You were writhing in distress.
Yeah. Yep.
And for this moment.
Yeah. Ricky Hayden, shout out Ricky. That's my best friend, one of my best friends from back home. Paul Wade said, is he going to eat these on behalf of the land of Bowling Green? We don't have wings like this in Bowling Green. So, and then Gabe said he's eating them on behalf of Grayson Allen. Pretty much. Pretty much.
This is Grayson Allen's fault, Cam. Are you ready?
Yeah, no, but this okay. Sucks.
The hot Rodzilla first.
All right, so how do I have to do this? Like, I have to eat all of it?
Give it two good bites.
One wing, two good bites.
Two good bites. Here we go. Cam's about to sink his teeth in.
You keep talking. I can't do this.
I got to narrate for the podcast, man. First bite. It's good sauce on there. There's a lot of sauce. What are you thinking?
That's not bad.
It's not bad?
No, it's not terrible.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't tap into the milk yet. This is number one of four. Not. Now it's hitting you a little bit.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. This is terrible. I don't even want it to. Oh, my goodness. It didn't hit me till now.
Uh-oh, it's starting to burn.
Those are like twice as hot as a normal Rodzilla's. Like, the normal Rodzilla's are fine. Oh, my goodness.
He said they were kicking it up a notch. They're delivering.
This isn't fun. Those don't even look appetizing.
Are you sure you want to do one of each? You want to flip back and forth? Okay, I think that might be a good idea to build up to it.
Now, I'm going to eat my second one, and I'm getting milk after I eat the second one.
Up to you, man.
All right.
Here we go. This going for number so two, the hot Rodzilla.
Oh, that's a lot.
You can thank Grayson Allen, Mike Krzyzewski.
The referees.
Svi Mykhailiuk.
The referees.
And the referees in the Kansas Duke game for all that has happened.
It sucks.
What are you thinking right now as you're about to eat this one?
This sucks. That's all I can think
of. That's it?
I've been saying.
What do they taste like?
Hot.
That's it?
That's it.
You don't get the nuances of the flavor?
Oh, I taste his heat.
Okay.
They're good. No, don't get me wrong. They're very, very good. And shout out to the people at Shiloh, because these are very good. Even though
we do owe a lot. The Rodzilla wings are fantastic.
Yeah. The normal Rodzilla wings are tremendous.
Yeah.
If you haven't had them, go try them. They're not hot. And if I'm saying they're not hot, that means they're not hot.
Okay, we're going for wing number two. He takes a deep breath, and he takes a big bite. And another one. Get some good meat. That was good right there. That's good sport. You got a lot on both of those. I would say a satisfactory amount.
I hope everybody watching this is satisfied, because this sucks.
There are a lot of people that were excited about this. People that we know, especially people home. Your friends have been so excited for this.
Are the worst human beings on the earth.
People all over Ohio are tuning in to see you eat these hot wings right now.
See, I'm thinking about these. They aren't hot when you bite them. But, like, my goodness.
It's the slow burn. Yeah.
Where's like, once you swallow it, it's like the back of my tongue.
It's the back of your tongue.
I can't feel my
throat.
Tongue.
Oh, it's gone. That's good. You want to be as numb as possible before you go into these.
Those are pretty good, though. Like, if I liked hot food, that would be really good. My throat is on. My tongue is on fire, dude. This is so hot. Oh, my God.
I'm impressed. Okay, we're busting into the milk. Got a whole half gallon there, ready to be down.
My tongue is on fire.
Our managing
Can I
editor.
Just do like four of these?
No. Our managing editor, Charles Westmoreland, tried one of the unbearable winks right before we went into the studio.
All right.
He was taken aback. He rated them as 8.5 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, somebody like tweeted us and said like RIP unbearable wings. My mouth is on fire, man.
How much worse can it get from here?
Oh, I feel like these are going to be literally unbearable.
Well, we'll see if they live up to their name.
Guys, I'm really not trying to play this out, but like I need to give my tongue a minute.
Okay.
This is really hot. Oh, like hot food at all. This is awful.
Your heart rate, man, you're not going to need to get all 20 or 10,000 steps in today. Your heart's probably racing.
All right. Two bites?
Yep. He's going in for the unbearable. Two bites. Bite one. And bite two.
That didn't have much salt on it.
Yeah, it's like you got a little bit of a dry one in there. They've kind of been sitting in the sauce for about 45 minutes.
Get done. Don't excuse this.
I'm not. I'm just explaining to the people that can't see what's happening.
No, not bad. Maybe my mouth is already numb.
Yeah.
Wasn't that bad.
Are you perspiring at all right now?
A little bit.
Yeah?
That wasn't that bad. I lied.
Oh, and now it's happening.
Oh, my God, my tongue.
Oh. The face, the eyebrows are raised. Now the hand is over the mouth.
Oh, dude, my nose is running.
The sinuses are being emptied as a result of the...
This is awful.
Well, it has taken about 20 seconds for the unbearable sauce to come around.
Oh, my God.
How much hotter is that one than the...
Oh, much hotter.
Oh, man. It took a little while to get the momentum going.
I can't breathe. I feel like I'm about to tear up. I'm not joking.
All the people that came here to see Cam cry, it's almost here. It is almost happening.
That was almost.
So what do you want to do next time?
Nothing.
Lose a bet.
I don't want to lose a bet anymore. This isn't fun. Stop texting me, please. I don't like anyone who is texting me right now. I'm not a fan of you.
Cam has been telling people that indirectly for about 3 days. People that have been excited about him eating hot wings. People excited to see him in extreme pain.
Danny has literally been smiling all day.
It's impossible not to be excited. This is one of the best days in podcast history for us.
That's a lie. Oh, my goodness.
It's coming again.
That's hot. That's really hot.
Got right. One more.
I gotta do this.
You going for the drumstick or the flat
one? No lie. I kind of feel kind of dizzy.
Yeah?
No lie.
Are you hallucinating?
Not yet.
Maybe at some point.
So
going for the flat wings.
Like, who orders these and just like, I'm going to eat
people
these?
People do enjoy this. I don't understand.
My lips are about to go numb.
I don't understand it either, but it's like the thrill, I feel like, of eating them is he's going for the flat wing, big bite. And he got the second one in there too. He got both sides of the flat wing. He's got all the skin off of that one.
I legit like feel like I'm about to pass out. I'm not joking. Like, we talk about this. I just feel like people are making up how they feel when they do these pepper challenges.
Right,
and stuff.
Right.
This is not, there's no joke.
Nope, it's pain.
I'm out of line. That was awful.
Which one was worse, first one or the second one? Second, unbearable?
Yeah. That was no joke.
Takes another breath.
I'm about to cry. Oh my goodness. Funny, dude. I'm so hot.
Are you sweating now?
Yes, 100%.
Everywhere. The milk is back out. Big swig, two swigs, just chugging milk at this point. When was the last time you drank this much milk?
I don't drink milk often.
Now you're getting texts from people you know that one person says, this is the best day ever.
Yeah.
Are you still dizzy? Are you disoriented? Are you in pain? How would you describe this experience?
The worst day ever. This is terrible. My tongue is so... My tongue is so hot.
Is it the back of the tongue? That's where I find it's a front. It's the whole thing.
It's my whole tongue.
The whole thing's gone.
I want to touch my eyes. I feel like if I had a few more, I feel like I'd cry. Like I'm on the verge of tears right now. But the more I talk, the more my mouth hurts.
You just got to get the air coming in, kind of cool it down.
Like people tell you like breathe, but it makes it worse. I feel better if my mouth is closed.
Not feeling it.
Oh my goodness.
How much money would it take for you to eat another
one? I would never do this again. Eat another one of these?
Yeah.
Probably $10-$15.
Do you do it for $15?
I might do it $15. I mean, I'm like incredibly broke at the moment, so I might do it $15. Oh my goodness.
Do you think you could do
those
another?
Those are another level of hot than those. These are hot, but those are good still. I'm not saying these aren't bad. Like the Big 12 Campus Bar and Grill. Very good. Wings, those are white, really, really hot. Like,
just pure.
Yeah, just heat. Like,
just pure.
And like, I'll drink milk, and it'll be good for a few minutes, and then like right now, my mouth is on fire again. I thought about getting a gallon of milk, but I thought that might be overkill.
You're about a quarter of a gallon in.
I'm like gone. This is gone.
It's about you're about halfway through the half gallon.
I don't like my friends.
They are enjoying
this new friends
so much. And I have to admit, I've enjoyed it too. I was feeling nervous. I knew once we had the wings in here and you can smell it in the room that something's about to go down. And a lot of people have had that experience with spicy food where it's not enjoyable.
I saw a video, I told you, a guy eating a Carolina Reaper where he was so hot he dumped a gallon of milk on his head. Like I'm not that far. But like my whole body is shaking. And I'm not, like, and I admit, like, you guys are probably watching this or listening to this and be like, this dude's a baby. Yes, 100%. I'm a baby. I don't like this stuff. Call me a baby.
He did admit to it before we ever ate the wings that he was a baby.
I don't like this stuff.
Which is part of the reason why I'm glad that you lost the bet. I would have been a baby in this situation, too.
But I feel like you tolerate hot food. My lips are just done. All right, so when you guys give me $15 to eat another wing? No? Not $15? $15? Danny's thinking about it.
I don't know.
My whole body's shaking.
I wonder if our viewers think we should make him eat another one.
I tell you what, if one of my friends comment in here and say that I should eat another wing, I'm deleting you and blocking you. But, like, I don't know if I could do this. Tanner Strotman, former offensive lineman from Battle High School, said throw up. I feel like I'm pretty close to doing that, Tanner.
I mean, that
my
would,
nose.
How much would that hurt to just bring all of that back?
Do you guys see me shaking?
I remember a little bit. I see some tremble there.
Just like shook.
I see some tremble, and at the end of the Duke game when they were about to lose, your hands were were like you had drank like cups of espresso.
I've been a fan of Duke since I was a kid. So on top of them losing and this being this deal, this is a bad day. I'm not a fan of this. Oh my God, my nose.
It's one of the best days in podcast history for us.
I think I'm good now. I'll probably continue to shake, but I think the heat is past. Like, my tongue's still hot, and I just swallowed, and that was really hot. But like, I am like legitimately shaking. My body is like going into shock.
I see that. Now I see it. Like you trying to get up. I see like the shirt moving.
Yeah. Brandon Schreider, one of my friends from back home, said, "Danny, better make Cam eat another wing." I'm not doing that.
Not for $15? You said you would.
Well,
for $15.
If you give me $15, I'll do it.
$10.
$10 in the Rodzillas.
So these are with 10 and these are with 15?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you $15. I can't do it at this exact moment, but I'll give you $15 if you eat another one.
I don't know. But I should probably up that price.
Oh, now the deal's a deal.
All right. Hey, I'm telling you, look at the last comment. Team player, I'll do it. $15. All right,
Charles. Nobody asked for your opinion on this.
Nobody asked for Brandon Charter's opinion either. go back to playing Fortnite or something. All right, $15.
What if I did one with you? Would that lower the price?
Yeah, we'd be even.
If I did one with you, then we both suffer.
Yeah. Well, although I'm suffering more, I've already had to. I kind of want to eat one just. If you do one, you won't have to pay me. But I want to do one just so I'd be like, I got through more than two.
Okay. All right, I'm going to pick this one.
Oh, that's the one I was going to pick.
It looks like the smallest.
Yeah, I know, and it wasn't even in the sauce.
Hand me a napkin or a paper towel or something.
Baby.
Oh, it's always the closest one to me, so.
Gabe, this is the best show I've watched that week. Well, Gabe, you must not watch Tiger Sidelines, because that's the best show I've watched.
Okay. Now that I'm looking at these closely,
they are not fun.
I've not been this close and personal. The sauce is really coated to one side. The rest is kind of like just on the surface of the wing.
I don't want to do this anymore.
They look terrifying, and now my heart rate's starting to pick up a little bit.
I don't want to do this anymore. All right, man. All right, ready?
Okay.
One,
here we go.
Two. Now that I eat it, I kind of want my $15.
You can't renege on your deal.
Oh, that was awful.
The initial, it's not hot when it's in your mouth.
Ew.
Like, it's not hot in the first 10 seconds.
I have 11 text messages. And I guarantee you those are group chats that I have shut off because, well, I don't keep, I like mute all my group chats.
This is like being on a roller coaster. It is like, I can feel the heat picking up. I feel like it's just building.
Yeah.
Like it's gaining momentum slowly.
Yeah.
It's getting hotter. Yeah, it's getting hotter and hotter. Every second that goes by, it's getting hotter and hotter.
I'm not kidding, man. This is the worst thing I've ever done. Like I've done some pretty stupid things. Like I did the cinnamon challenge back when I was a freshman in college. This is the worst thing I've ever done.
Oh, it's getting worse. This is a very odd phenomenon. Sometimes you'll eat spicy food, and as soon as it hits your lips, it's hot.
Yeah, this doesn't.
It's not. When you chew it and swallow it, it tastes like a regular buffalo wing.
Yeah.
And now the front of my tongue is numb.
My whole mouth is numb. Guys.
Are you about to speak some real truths right now? That you're kind of dazed and confused by wings?
I don't like this. I hope you podcast listeners enjoy this. And you people watching on Facebook enjoy this. And if you're watching this and laughing at me.
Like me?
Yeah. Like if you don't follow me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it got its second win. It is kind of starting to pick up a little bit.
You don't get milk.
Why don't I get milk?
You didn't eat five. Eat four more.
I'll
you told me I couldn't have one after I ate one. Oh, man. I'm just kidding. You can have milk, Danny. I'm a team player.
I don't need it, though. Okay. I don't need it right now. My tongue is numb. Oh.
All right. Listen, I'm not eating another one. I'm done. I did pay my dues. This is my punishment. I feel like my mouth is going to be hot all day. So I'm good. It's really hot in here. Like, my body temperature just shot up. Like, my legs are hot. I should have worn shorts.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
No. I'm ready to turn this thing off.
I think we should decide the next time we do a challenge like this, which we need to do more. This has been a great thing that we've done, especially now in the month of March, as things have kind of slowed down. What should our next punishment be?
I don't know. We could let you guys decide. Never mind. We can't do that. Ooh. I'm not saying that. Never mind. I take that back.
It left your mouth. You can't take it back.
I can take it back.
You can't take it back.
I didn't even put a period at the end of the sentence yet. what I was going to say was we can let you guys decide when we do it. But see, I didn't finish the sentence.
I'm not doing this again.
No way. I'm not doing this again. Not a chance.
I've heard that the atomic wings at Wingstop.
I'm not doing that.
I've heard that they are pretty spicy, that they could put both of these to sleep. Multiple people have told us today they are on a different level. Atomic at Wingstop.
I don't understand why people eat those. Sorry, that was a real high-pitched voice.
You're winded. You're out of breath.
It just takes your breath away. I don't understand why people eat those.
You're flushed. I can see it.
Dude, my lips. I can't feel my lips, dude. Okay. People of the podcast and of the Facebook world, I think that's us. We're signing off. We'll be back soon with another podcast. I imagine here soon as recruiting tips continues on. I'm ending this. I hope you know this.
I got that impression.
Okay. Recruiting is going to tip up. Spring practice starts up again next week. Spring games, April 14th. So we'll be back next week. We'll think of another wager. Coming. Maybe we'll think of something for the national championship and we'll tweet it out or something. But I'm not doing this ever again. Oh my God, this is the worst thing I've ever done. So, people, I don't know our normal outro, but Danny, cue the outro music because this is the end of our podcast. Subscribe on Apple and check out all of our work in the Tribune. I'm getting off of here. This is the worst thing I've ever done in my life. Goodbye. Oh my God.
Subscribe to Mizzou Sports Podcast at iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher.